And in this part of the news, we will hear how it's been a busy few days for our Norwich Mayor, dedicating two local centres, and the Cathedral Peregrine lays another egg. But to start...
A charity has called for local businesses to help to create social groups for the elderly. Contact the Elderly is an organisation that aims to help older people get face-to-face interaction and tackle loneliness in the community. A large number of people over the age of 75 are currently on a waiting list to join a friendship group, so the charity is asking businesses to help them to fund and organise more of them across Norwich. The current monthly Sunday afternoon tea parties bring people together, helps them to make lasting friendships and builds a support network. The organisation chose Sundays for their meetings as other council-run services are unavailable at the weekend. Last year, the national charity celebrated its Golden Jubilee, and as a result, it gained more than 5,000 volunteers. Across Norwich and surrounding areas, there are 762 volunteers and 99 older people currently on a waiting list to join a Tea Party group. A spokesman from the charity said, "Without funding from local businesses, many older people across the county risk further isolation."
The Mayor of Norwich has opened a new building at Doughty's Care Home. Brenda Arthur cut the cake at the celebration of the newly built Elizabeth Bentley Court. Residents and staff explored the latest addition to the home in Golden Dog Lane, which was established in 1677. It offers independent living for both individuals and couples. It is named after the woman who lived and died at the care home in the 1800s. Elizabeth Bentley was a poet and wrote a well-known piece about the new Norfolk and Norwich Hospital in St Stephen's Road. A portrait of Miss Bentley, who was well-known for her writing skills in the 1800s, is in the Castle Museum.
A community centre based on the site of a former police station is to benefit from a new credit union point. The service will be at the Box in Catton Grove, which was officially opened yesterday by the Lord Mayor of Norwich, Brenda Arthur, and will provide loans for people at low interest rates. It will replace the union's existing service at the Norman Centre, Mile Cross, which will close. Alan Kamina, Vice President of the Norwich Credit Union, said, "We used to have a very successful one based at Catton Grove Primary School, but gradually the space was lost, and so we had to close. We've been looking for somewhere in the area for some time, and this new location is right on people's doorsteps." He said the decision to close the one in Mile Cross was due to a lack of people using it, but it's hoped that the new service at the community centre on Woodcock Road would be more popular.
A second egg has been laid by one of the Norwich Cathedral peregrine falcons in a flurry of activity in the nest over recent days. Last Friday evening at 5:20 p.m, the live feed from the nesting box picked up the first egg arriving in time for Easter, as the breeding season has been well underway for almost 2 months. And more recently, a second egg was laid, with the Hawk and Owl Trust expecting a third imminently and a total clutch of four. The team are also hard at work preparing for the watch point to open to members of the public, with dozens of trained volunteers manning the viewing area, which accommodates 30,000 people each year. This year, the established pair of birds will also feature on a big screen at Norwich Castle, opening access to the falcons for even more visitors. The watch point will open to the public on Wednesday at 10 a.m. with telescopes and binoculars available.